Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible. The Bible is a collection of books filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事。由杨立旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is Return to Nazareth. After Herod's death, an angel appears in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and tells him, Rise, take with you the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the child's life are dead. Joseph rises and takes with him the child and his mother and returns to Palestine. Joseph and Mary come to live in Nazareth in Galilee. There, Joseph has a small house, and near the house is his carpenter's shop. His tools are a bit rusty now, and the house has gathered dust. But Joseph and Mary set things in order. Jesus has now grown a bit. He walks alone and begins to speak. Yes, today's story allows us to have a fast forward look. 今天的故事给我们一个比较快速的去看。诶，几年之后 ,after a few years, after they had fled from Jerusalem to Egypt, 从他们逃亡啊，从耶路撒冷到埃及之后啊，现在他们终于可以回到拿撒勒。This time they can now go back to Nazareth. Okay, so our story begins with the death of Herod. 我们今天的故事开始在黑洛德的死亡。After Herod's death, 就是黑洛德过世之后 ,after 是之后 ,death 就是死亡。所以黑洛德过世之后 ,an angel, 我们已经知道了 ,angel 就是天使。有一个天使 ,appears, 我们也提到了 ,appears 就是显现。有一个天使显现在哪里 ?in a dream, 在一个梦。给谁呢？给Joseph, to Joseph. An angel appears in a dream to Joseph. 有一个天使显现在梦中给若瑟在埃及 in Egypt. And tells him, 然后告诉他他们本来就在埃及他们逃亡埃及嘛、哦、现在他们又在埃及受到这个天使的讯息。Rise, 就是起来。Take with you the child and his mother. 拿你的孩子与他的母亲。And go to the land of Israel. 然后去到以色列那地方。For those who sought the child's life are dead. 因为那寻找这个孩子的命已经死亡了。For those who sought, 那寻找这个孩子 child's life, 这个孩子的生命 are dead, 都死了。Joseph rises and takes with him the child and his mother. 因此若瑟真的起来了把孩子 the child 就是那孩子 and his mother, 他的母亲 and returns to Palestine. 然后他们回去巴勒斯坦。Joseph and Mary come to live in Nazareth in Galilee. 若瑟和 Mary 和玛利亚住在拿撒勒。拿撒勒是在哪里？拿撒勒就是在加利勒亚。Nazareth in Galilee, 在加利勒亚。There, Joseph has a small house. 在那儿 ,there, 在那儿 ,Joseph, 若瑟 has a small house. 有一个 small, 就是小的 house, 就是房子。因此在那边若瑟有小的房子。And near the house, 靠近那个房子 near 就是靠近很近。靠近那个房子 is his carpenter's shop, 就是他的木工的工厂。Carpenter 是木工 ,shop 就是像一个小工厂。His tools, 他的工具 ,tools 就是工具 ,are a bit rusty now. A bit 就是有一点点就是稍微。Rusty 就是生锈了 ，Rusty now 生锈 ，now 就是现在，意思是说现在他的那些工具有一点生锈了。And the house has gathered dust， 而且那个房子 gather 就是已经累积了，累积什么 ？Dust 就是灰尘。为什么会这样呢？就是因为他们逃亡埃及嘛。It was because they left for Egypt, and after many years, now they have returned. That's why the situation is like this. 因为他们离开了好几年，现在回来，因此情况就是这样子。But Joseph and Mary set things in order. 但是若瑟和玛利亚 set 就是整理就是安排 things 那些东西 in order 就是有一个规矩有一个整理所以若瑟和玛利亚把这一些都安排整理得很好 Jesus was now grown a bit、哦、又是 a bit 就是又一点点了耶稣现在 grown 就是长了A bit, 我们刚才有提到就是一点点。耶稣现在已经长大了一点。He walks alone, 他可以自己走。Walks 就是走路。Alone 就是单独他就是可以单独的走路了。And begins to speak, 他也开始讲话了。哇我们就可以看到这个家就那么可爱。而且我们现在也可以看到原来若瑟的这个产业是什么。Now we also know the profession of Joseph. This lovely family, 这么可爱的小家庭与若瑟的这个产业。This lovely family and Joseph's profession. 他是什么样的一个人？他是一个 carpenter. He is a carpenter. 他是一个木工。而且他有一个小木工的一个工厂虽然有一点东西生锈有一些灰尘的他们把所有的一切整理好 Although there been rust and there been dust they set everything into order 有时候我们也需要把在我们生命中有一些不整齐的也需要整理In our life, there are also things that we need to put in order. And this we can do with the help of God. 这些我们都可以做到在天主的恩佑下。So, hope you enjoyed our story for today. Until next time, remember, practice your English, share our story to your friends and families. Goodbye and God bless.